Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're going to start the show. Two topics here, right out of the gate. One, it's this never-ending, lingering story involving the Houston Astros. And the first time that we have heard comments from Rod Manfred when it comes to what's going on with this whole sign-stealing scandal. And look, this, as we said last week, goes well beyond the typical, you notice something at second base. You notice a tick from an opposing pitcher, a tail maybe, with a guy moving his glove when he's throwing a curveball, maybe shaking his wrist if he's throwing a slider. Maybe he's more stiff if he's throwing a fastball. That's all within the gamesmanship of playing. That's on you. What the Astros have been doing in recent years, anybody's going to look at that and say, well, that's par for the course. That's just typical gamesmanship. Doesn't understand the gravity of the situation. Doesn't understand what is going on. Whether it's stealing signs from a camera in center field, banging on garbage cans, relaying them to the home dugout. You see, John Boy has that whole setup there. The Astros got like the computer setup that you would expect in like an Apple store. In the runway, and all of a sudden it's dismantled as soon as the game comes to an end. Then you get to the latest, which is this idea of an electronic bandage vibrating if a fastball is coming. All of this mounting evidence that continues to come out against the Houston Astros, to me, it's putting baseball and Rob Manfred in a position where they have to do something significant about it to set an example, to basically make sure this is not going to happen again. Now, one narrative that's out there that I've heard quite a bit, and it's so dopey, and it's so stupid, and it's such a waste of time, is this whole notion that, oh, take away the 2017 World Series championship. That does a whole lot of nothing. The Astros won the 2017 World Series. We all watched it. We all witnessed it. They beat the Red Sox. They won a thriller against the Yankees. They won a thriller against the Dodgers. You can't take that away from them. What you can do and what Rob Manfred should do is set a precedent that if you're going to be involved in this garbage, in this day and age where this technology is all over the place, we're going to make you look real bad. We're going to make sure that for anybody who's thinking about doing this down the road, there is an example of a punishment. Whether it's a lengthy suspension for a GM or a manager, whether it's taking away draft picks, significant draft picks that all of these teams you know absolutely love. They all love the idea of young players, guys they can build with, guys they can cultivate over time that are cheap. You start taking away draft picks, that's when you know you mean business. I don't know how anybody can look at this situation and say, well, the Astros were playing within the rules. The Astros were playing within the guidelines. The video evidence that we've seen is so overwhelming. How do you ignore it? I mean, Twitter, look, sometimes can be a pain in the neck. This is one of those instances where Twitter is as good as it gets. I mean, these breakdowns from banging on the garbage can to what they had in their little tunnel, it's wild stuff when you think about it. And it's one of those scandals that it seems like is gaining more and more steam, more and more traction, more and more evidence as the days go on. Long story short, Rob Manfred's got now a chance to get down to business and make sure that this is something that, dare I say, is never going to happen again. So you have that going on in Major League Baseball as you have everything starting to come into shape with the offseason, waiting on the likes of Cole and Strasburg and Rendon and Wheeler to figure out where they're going to be playing. So you'll start getting those tricklings of non-tenders. You might get a trade here, a trade there, but you figure most of the heavy action, it ain't coming until after Thanksgiving, and then away we go as the Major League Baseball offseason. Now it's to a point where it takes like 10 zillion years. It used to be where the big signings would happen right around Thanksgiving. Now it's like nothing is going to happen until you get to December, and in many cases, nothing happens until January or, dare I say, February, as we saw with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado last year. But the other big story here, the return of Carmelo Anthony. And look, Melo has such like a polarizing presence to him, especially here, that you have people on both ends of the spectrum, both camps that can be rather insufferable. You have some folks with Carmelo Anthony where he can do no wrong no matter what. The ultimate apologists, if you will. Then on the other side, you have the folks that will look at Carmelo Anthony and vilify him for anything that has gone wrong with any of the teams he has played on. Know this about Melo. Melo at this stage has no chance of being that sort of signature piece. I don't know if his game, because of the diminished athleticism, because he kind of has an old school NBA game in a body that is not conducive for playing in the modern NBA, and he has to do so in a limited role, is going to translate to playing off the bench. It's going to translate to being a secondary player. But some of the overreactions that I saw after one game with the Portland Trailblazers, and you look up and down Twitter, the NBA community, and I know he's got a lot of buddies, whether it's Dwayne Wade, whether it's LeBron James, Steph Curry, you name it, they're all thrilled over the fact that Carmelo Anthony's back in an NBA uniform. And look, you would think somebody who was scoring 25 points per game a couple of years ago, somebody who can shoot the ball well enough, should be able to translate in some degree. Will work with the Portland Trailblazers? I'm putting my money on no. Why? Because he's had instances to come off the bench and has failed. Failed with Oklahoma City, even though he was the third guy, maybe not coming off the bench. Failed with the Houston Rockets. They play a certain style. They play a certain tempo. Did not work with Mike D'Antoni. Portland's desperate. They have no problem, no issue with taking a shot. But Melo's shooting ability should be able to translate. It hasn't, but it should. The bigger issue for me is, will his efficiency be there? He's not an efficient player. Even at his very best, when did you have Carmelo Anthony not as a guy who was taking a boatload of shots? Portland, because of injuries and underperformance, rolling the dice. I'm seeing on Twitter now this is the biggest mistake they could ever make. I mean, are you kidding me? They brought him in basically for nothing. They brought him in because they have a losing record. Their two top players wanted Carmelo Anthony there. Tell you this, makes Portland Trailblazers far more intriguing. They're playing a Thursday night TNT game that I wouldn't put on for a minute with the Bucks and the Blazers because you got a Thursday night game going on, Colts taking on the Texans, whatever. Now I'll admit, his presence has been watching because I'm curious to see if this maybe final act in the NBA is going to be a quick one. Is, dare I say, going to be useful? Can he find a way to fit in as a complimentary player? The days of him being that guy are over. Can he fit in? Can he be a part of a rotation where he's contributing? I don't know. We'll find out in the weeks to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.